Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, quick turnaround here. Maybe revisit the Flyers game. First half, up 5-2. We'll start on the positive note. What did you like most about what your team did in the first half?
Score. Transition was excellent through the neutral zone. We made plays. You know, we have the ability to do that. Finish plays around the top of their crease. You know, went to the net hard. Result, we got some goals that way. A second effort on pucks, particularly Krejci's line, did a real good job, you know, recovering pucks on the forecheck, creating loose pucks. Had a number of chances, obviously. Bjorky made a nice play to finish the first one and to Krejci, but all three of them seem to be on the same page in terms of having their legs and attacking, and they look good as a result.
Now, the negative side of things, obviously, you know, with the 5-2 lead, second half of the game, things got away from you a little bit. What went wrong for you?
Well, we mismanaged some pucks. That's where it starts. You give our teams opportunity. I thought our D's gaps were poor, especially good skating guys like Grizz and Torrey. Just allowed them the easy entry to the zone. Probably the softest game we played in front of our own net in terms of, you know, not pushing people out of there. They scored some goals from distance, some rattled around where we weren't hard on pucks. The fifth goal, the fourth goal, you know, so uncharacteristic of us. But that's where you just got to compete harder. It doesn't matter how big you are, you got to get under sticks. You got to find a way to clear pucks. That's your job. And we weren't very good at it. Even the forwards in the last goal, turn away, Charlie and Marsh, you got to do a better job of helping out slot coverage. And it's inexcusable to give up a lead like that. You know, in a game where we seem to have good energy. But at the end of the day, that's the way it played out for us. And, you know, we'll move on and hopefully get better against Columbus.
Watching that game in the neutral zone for the Flyers, I know you guys score five, but it seemed like they were really trying to be up in Marshy's face and in Pasta's face and trying to take that away from them as much as possible. How do you adjust to that if that happens?
Well, we scored five goals in 30 minutes, so we were fine with it, to be honest with you. I don't think the strategy really worked out that well for them. Now, as the game went on, they created a few turnovers, but some of that is on us to recognize, hey, we got five now. Let's chip it behind them, skate on to pucks. And we did that at times. Other times we didn't. We paid the price. But at the end of the day, I don't think it was the neutral zone turnovers that cost us the game. It cost us some attack opportunities. It gave them some life to go play in our end. And it did lead to some offensive zone play that, you know, eventually they scored on. But we had plenty of time to sort of sort things out and settle it down by being a little harder in front of our net. We didn't. And as a result, we paid the price.
Little adjustment personnel-wise in overtime. I can't remember the last time we didn't see Marshy and Bergie playing together. So a little bit of an adjustment. What's kind of the thinking behind all that?
Our record. Listen, we get into a shootout. We kind of know how it's gone lately. So in overtime, we're, you know, the delicate balance. You don't want to go all out, but, you know, we're trying to score and end it in overtime to a certain extent. So we just mixed some people up. I thought at the end of the day we had, three odd man rushes and we didn't get a shot off it. So that's on us. It's on us to make a play. It's on us to shoot the puck. Pasta and Bergie had a good 2-on-1. Krejci and DeBrusque. Johnny Moore, Carlo changed. Unfortunate change. Too bad we didn't recognize that one. Maybe get out there and try to, you know, help your guy out and make a play. But we still had Jake late and we didn't execute. So that's part of our problem in overtime is execution. I thought we had good ozone puck possession time. Work to recover pucks. You know, we had one turnover, miscommunication early, you know, with Bergie and Moore where they could manage it better, and as a result they got a look. But you know, all in all, the overtime was more in our favor in terms of having the puck and attacking. We just, you know, unfortunately didn't make good decisions with it around the net.
Mentally for your team, with the quick turnaround and the way that you lost that game yesterday, you know, where do you feel that they're at right now?
We're fine. We're a good hockey club. I think we know when we make mistakes. Some of them were pointed out this morning to remind them in case we missed it. At the end of the day, this is a hard-working team. They play it tight. You know, they don't give you a whole lot. That's what we expected out of Philly. They've been that way a little bit more lately and end up being a bit more of a wide-open game, so sometimes you don't know how it's going to play out. I think we're comfortable in each. We want our share of each, but, you know, for us, it's about, okay, the five's an ugly number, goals against. Let's get back to playing our game and be a little heavier in front of the net and manage the puck a little better between the blues without hopefully losing our offensive ability to make plays. I mean, like I said last night, we made a number of good ones and see where it leads us.
Last question for you. Columbus, well-documented. You know, they're going through a number of injuries, but they work extremely hard. What did you learn from the last time you played them coming into this game?
Well, that's it. They eat pucks. They block a lot of shots. They're going to recover to the middle of the ice. So if you get a chance off the rush early, you got to get it to the net because they're going to come back and claw that up. If you do end up playing it in their zone a little bit, because they'll give you some time because they do collapse, got to shoot with your head up. You know, you need a little bit of movement. Can't just throw pucks away blind into the slot. You know, they got to be hard, and you've got to be willing to get inside. That's typically Columbus. We've played them hard over the years. They're always good games. They got good energy, good passion for the game. So do we. It brings out the best in us, and hopefully that's the case tonight.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Thanks. Good luck on your night.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Bruce Cassidy, Bruins and the Blue Jackets are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.